Watson.
Nobody can tell ya. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell ya, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta be nowhere. The loneliest kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your things, the hardest thing to do.
Yep, you got to have some faith in your life, and if you're going to get some, you might as well have Paloma. Paloma, is that how you pronounce it? Paloma Faith with Make Your Own Kind of Music, and I wish I could make that kind of music, I must admit. She is fantastic. In a funny way, she reminds me of my daughter. Sort of beautiful, but a bit bonkers. And to give you an example, I was really worried about my daughter. She actually caught coronavirus there. I've owned up on her, one of my family. But she's in Leighton in London, well away from us in Milton Keynes. And I felt really sorry for her. And through social media, kept seeing sort of messages from her, and we did the Skype where she looked pretty awful, got to say. And I was, you know, I'll be honest, as a father, I was really worried about her, and you know, found it hard to sleep at night and whatever. And then I got this phone call about 2-3 days later, and she seemed really buzzy and, you know, back to herself. And I said, what's great, you know, you seem very happy. She said, yeah, it's great, Dad, due to coronavirus I've lost 7 pounds.
City, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Get back on. Jean Genie lives on his back. Chimney stacks. It's outrageous. The screams and he bawls. The Gene Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go of his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Jimmy Stacks, he's outrageous, he screams and he bawls.
but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong. And the best-selling show is still live on.
There you go, classic slabs of David Bowie. First up, Gene Genie, and the brilliant, I mean, it's just a timeless track, isn't it? Life on Mars. I've been reading lots of books over the years. If you know what I've been up to over the past 5 years, I've been very involved in a sort of David Bowie-related project, film, musical, theatre, books, whatever you say. I've been involved, and it was fascinating reading Woody Woomsey, who was the drummer in Ziggy Stardust book. Great book, great biography. So again, if you're getting a bit bored, that's a good book to order off Amazon. Woody Woomsey, and I can't remember what it's called. It's obviously Woody Woomsey, the drummer of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And it's all about Bowie. And there's some great, great chapters in it. But one of them I thought was quite poignant when he said he just sat in the studio and they were doing the playback of that song. And I sort of stopped reading it. And being a musician, and I've been lucky enough to be in recording studios at times. Can you imagine listening to that track back after you've just recorded it? I mean, I'll tell you now, if you're a musician or an artist, every time you record a song, you think it's number one. So you're on a high, your adrenaline is there. But to actually sit there and hear that played back through the speakers must have been incredible. And I suppose, in a way, Life on Mars is pretty apt for where we are at the moment. I mean, I can't believe it is. I know everyone's saying it, and I do feel sorry for supermarket workers or people in the front line, because everybody must just be saying the same thing to them. I've never seen anything like it. And we haven't, have we? We haven't seen anything like this. I had to go up to the City Centre the other day to do some stuff at the bank for my late mother's house, and I think there was two people around Midsummer Place and the old of the City Centre, and I thought I was in a Bruce Willis, Spielberg, you know, science fiction film. It was frightening, and what was also a little bit scary, I think I've been out three times on essential journeys, and every time I've gone out, an ambulance with a flashing light has gone past me, and that's pretty sobering, I've got to say. So these are, it is a bit life on Mars, and it is a bit scary times, but hopefully we'll all come through it, as we do. And I'd like to say, despite what the Daily Mail says, there's more good people in the world than bad people. Here's a couple of good people. Heal the Pain, Paul McCartney and George Michael. Love it.
Show me your heart now.
That was Weather With You by Crowded House, and didn't really play it for any other reason. That it's a great little song, and you don't hear it that often, and it is a lovely little song. And I was talking about the weather. I don't know about you, but I was pretty grateful that the sun came out this week. It was all getting a bit bleak, and about as bleak as the supermarkets, really. And you know, not a very nice time when it's cold and wet and miserable, and there's no toilet paper anywhere. So, good old God, I'm glad you brought the sun out and put a smile on her face. I mean, it's all that. I don't know about you, but I've tried to avoid the news of late. But I know it's a bit daft when the world might be about to end, but you have to draw a line somewhere and, you know, go off and watch The Simpsons or something, because it was getting frightening. There was one story last week that did make me laugh, and that's nice, actually, considering all the bad news we'd had and doom and gloom. The good old Sun come out with one of its classic little stories of a prisoner who was refusing to leave his jail because he didn't want to go home. And in the end, they had to get some security guards in and police, I don't know, nearly called the army to get this guy to leave prison. I couldn't make sense of it, but then I discovered he lived in Luton.
And I hate to take off and land, so you hold my hand. And there's a man next to you with a killer view of New York. And somehow you managed to get me talking too much. Yeah, there's a rhythm. Yeah, there's a feeling. Oh, we've been kicking these words around too long. I had a feeling we were close to something big. A deep breath under a baseball cap. A one-way ticket to a heart attack. I loved up in the morning, take me with you. Tough, 'cause I got a few things to work through. And I'm all locked up in a world I can't explain. All locked up in a world I can't explain. All locked up in a world I can't explain. You talk about girls from the city that I've never met. I act like I know things I don't. I just like your voice. I get you telling me everything. Yeah, there's a rhythm. Yeah, there's a feeling. We've been kicking these words around too long. I had a feeling we were close to something big. A deep breath under a baseball cap. A one-way ticket to a heart attack.
Before, but it feels like home. say that can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. From far away, special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds.
Couple of nice tunes there, all loved up. Amy Shark and I love that song, Million Dreams, Pink. And I sort of love everything the greatest show, was it The Greatest Showman, stood for, really, where the film got absolutely panned by critics and then went on to be the most successful film, I think, in the history of cinema. So someone like me, who's an artist, who's forever striving to put stuff out, and it's rewarding that don't take too much notice of the critics, and so hence I won't be listening to this show, and I won't be looking for any reviews either. Anyway, I have said it's a funny old time in Milton Keynes, and but I have to admit, it made me think, actually, if you're going to get coronavirus, Milton Keynes ain't a bad place to get it, because I've always said in London, you're never more than, what, 500 yards from a chip shop. But in Milton Keynes, you can't be more than 500 yards away from a park or somewhere to go for a walk, and the open space. And I'm hoping out of this, another little lesson that perhaps people will appreciate Milton Keynes a little bit more, because it's, like I say, if you're in isolation and you can only go out once a day, Milton Keynes ain't a bad place to do it, is it?
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Stone Roses with the classic track Waterfall, one of the greatest bands of all time of in Britain. I don't think they really cracked it in America, probably an underground band, but in this country, extremely influential and deservedly so. Superb band. I'll tell you what, it's a great DVD. I think it's called Made of Stone, or a documentary, I should say. If you get a chance and you're into the Stone Roses or you're into that era, well worth a watch. And it's that track, actually. They do this lovely sequence where the band are just rehearsing and getting ready for a big gig. I think it's back at Spike Island. I might be wrong. But anyway, they're doing a big gig and they've just got back together after God knows how many years. And they're in the rehearsal room and there's a little bit of tension. And they just start Waterfall. And then the magic of the Stone Roses comes over on the screen. Fair play to the editors and everyone involved, because they really captured the band in full flight. Well worth catching that. Anyway, I'm prattling along. Let's have a couple more tracks. So let's have one from Sam Smith. And a lovely track from Jesse Buckley from the film Wide Rose, Angel from Montgomery. But talk a little bit more about them afterwards.
You got a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me and myself, I got nothing to prove. Yeah. You see, my old man, he's got a problem. Living with the bottle, that's the way it is. I said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. His mama went off and left him, wanting more from life than she could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and it's what I did. See, I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arms felt nice, wrap around my shoulders. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. No, no. Got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, I'm working in the market as a checkout boy. And I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter, buy a big house and live in the suburbs. Live in the suburbs. You got a fast car, it's fast enough so we can fly away. We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. Oh, see, I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arms felt nice, wrap around my shoulders. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. 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 Leave tonight or live and die this way.
I am an old woman. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of no rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I tried, the years just flow by like a broken down. Since I woke up today, how the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster.
There you go, a couple of lovely songs, and what a singer Sam Smith is. What a voice, what a voice, what a talent. And being a drummer, you're very envious of singers, and especially good ones, because they're gifted, and what a gift I think he's been given. And but he's looked after it, and he's done well, and he deserves everything he gets. He seems like a really nice man to me. I've only seen him, sort of been interviewed a few times, and seems a lovely boy. And Jessie Buckley, what an actress, and what a singer. What a great version of The Angel of Montgomery. It's in the film Wild Rose. It's another film I'd recommend to you, actually, while you're sitting through the isolation, boredom. Not an Academy Award winner, but a nice stretch for a couple of hours with some lovely songs in it. And she is brilliant in it, absolutely brilliant in it. So well worth watching. Anyway, talking of brilliance, let's go to Bono and the Beatles. Bono singing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. The flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds, and you're gone. Plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.